Yeah, go ahead.
With questions.
If you have any.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know if I can answer. I mean, I'll try.
For a long time I have a question.
Okay.
And that I listened many times that Govardhan has also female form. And know that I listened that we can worship Govardhan like Radharani also. But I cannot understand. Nobody explained me why Govardhan is like that. Because I can understand Krishna, I can understand like the servant Balaram, but no like Radharani.
If we that was really cool. Yeah, I was somewhere I was called, and I ate about an hour ago, so now I'm getting
tired. Yes, it's cold, hot, cold.
Yeah.
Many people is coming now.
Oh. Yeah.
One lady asked a question about Giriraj. It's an often asked question. She said that she's heard sometimes when people say they worship Giriraj as Radharani. Mm-hmm. And what is the basis for that? And so you maybe have asked that question too. And of course, the answer to all our questions and the whole guide of our life is Shastra, Shastra Vichara. We have to consider what's told in our Shastra. Shastra, Guru Sadhu Shastra Vakya. The words of the Sadhu, our Shiksha Gurus, Sadhu, words of our Guru, Diksha Guru, and the words of Shastra. And they're all like parallel. Sometimes detail, Guru gives, Shastra says, Kali Yuga Nam Bhajan. Kali Yuga Nam Bhajan, Mukhya Bhajan, Pratam Bhajan. Main Bhajan is Nam. This is Shastra. Telling everywhere, Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam, you know. But then detail, Guru might say, okay, you chant four malas one day, each day, one granti, that's enough. You chant 16. Oh, why, I'm God's sister, and telling me 16, him four. No, don't worry, I'm Guru. You chant 64. You're retired, you live in the Braj, you chant 64. Oh, why I 64, he only 4. No, this is the Vakya. Guru Vakya. This is for me, Guru Vani. Guru Mukha Padmavani, Chittateka Uriyakya. Guru's mouth is one, but the ears are many. Guru Mukha Padmavakya. Guru Vakya. So we sing that song, Sri Guru Charana Padma. So Guru Mukha Padmavakya. His Vakya, his words are... He has one mouth, and your disciple one ear, so many ears. So the Guru Vakya may be different from me, like this. Okay, that's detail. So we find in Shastra that our Mahajans, our Acharya Mahajans, Sad Goswamis, these are our main Mahajans. Six Goswamis, and then Narottam Das Thakur, Baladev Vidyabhushan, Vishnu Chakravartipad. Every Gaudiya Vaishnava accepts these as the main authorities historically. So there, and how did they worship themselves? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu worshipped Giriraj. He gave to Raghunath Das, he worshipped Giriraj. Giriraj is being worshipped in all the temples. All the Brijvasis worship Giriraj. Giriraj is in everyone's house. So there's the tradition of Braj among all the Brijvasis that are born and lived here, how they worship Giriraj. There's the Shastra, statements of the Shastra. There's the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and our Mahajan Acharyas. How they saw Giriraj and how they worshipped him. So that's primary. So what they're telling there is Giriraj is Sakshat Prajendra Nandan Krishna. He's directly the son of Raj. Son of Nanda Maharaj. He's Prajendra Nandan. He's the son of the king of Raj. He's Sakshat Shamsundari, Sakshat Prajendra Nandan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gives his Shiksha, Shikshamritam. Chaitanya Shikshamritam. So he's telling Das Goswami, who is the guru of Raghunuga Bhakti. He's the Acharya of Raghunuga Bhakti. Everyone accepts that. We say Prayojan Acharya. Prayojan. The goal is Mandri Upasana, Ramya Kachir Upasana, Brajabhadubir. Follow the gopis bhav. Follow the gopis seva, follow the gopis example, internally in our siddhadeya, as Manjari Sakhi. Externally, we follow the gopis in their external form as Sad Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das, how they lived in Vrindavan, how they did Parikrama of Govardhan and Radhika, and how they did Dandavats, how all the things. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natavi Kalava Sannikrito Nidra Hara Vihara Kari Vijato Chadyanta Dina Chayo Vande Rupa Sanatana Rupa Yago Sri Jiva Gopalako. They're telling us this is what we do as Rupa Goswami. And what do we do as Rupa Manjari? This is what we do as Raghunath Das Goswami. Six Goswami prayers. And what do we do as Tulsi Manjari, Arati Manjari? Then I have Stavavali, I have Stavamala, I have Utkalika Valari, so many other writings. For internal bhajan, antaranga bhajan, in our mind, in our siddhadeya, our spiritual siddhasaru, and externally. So when Lord Chaitanya gave the Govardhan Shila, he said, "You, Raghunath Das, you are the acharya for Prayojan Bhajan, or Braj Bhajan, and Manjari Sarup Upasana as Manjari Sakhi Gopi Bhav. You worship this Govardhan as Krishna, Sakshat Krishna, directly Krishna. And you offer every day four Tulsi Manjaris with Chandan at his feet, and you bathe him every day." Just say it, Badmi. And you worship as Krishna, and you offer some sandesh or some kaja. It says in, this is Anti Lila Chaitanya Charitamrita, maybe chapter 3 or 6 or so, Lord Chaitanya's Shiksha. So now Das Goswami, the parampara Manjari Sarup Bhajan, is coming down primarily through Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami. And he's the, he lived here at Radhakun, Raghunath Das Goswami. So all the Babaji's for hundreds of years, practically everyone they have in their temple, one Giraj Shila, or they have in their Kutia, and they were pretty much, almost all of them, as the Shastras are telling, they worship as Krishna. And they offer Gunjamala, and then sometimes, but then there's Bhavichar, because Shakti Shaktimana Beta. Krishna is not, Krishna is Shaktiman. He possesses all the Shaktis. But then the Shakti is, Radharani is Sarva Shakti Mayi. So wherever you have Krishna, you can't separate heat from fire. If you have fire, you have heat. So Krishna is the fire, and heat is the Shakti. Lakshmi, Narayan, Radha, Krishna. So Giraj is Krishna. So wherever Krishna is, Radharani is there. This is Tattva. This is the Siddhanta. This is the Gaudiya Siddhanta, Shakti Shaktiman everywhere, Vaishnava Siddhanta. So some Vaishnavas, they get two Shilas, and they have one Shila they worship as Krishna, and one Govardhan Shila they worship as Radharani. It says in Brahma Samhita, Nanda Chinmayarasa Pratibhavitavis, Tabirya Eva Nijarupataya Kalabi, Goloka Eva Nivasatya Kilatmabhuta, Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. Krishna is telling, Nija Rupataya Kalabi. Kala means expansion. Nija means me, my own. Rupa means my form. Nija Rupataya Kalabi. So Krishna, Goloka Eva Nivasat, Nivas, Goloka Nivas? I'm living in Goloka. Nivas means residence. Nikata Nivasam, Giriraj Govardhan Tvam, Nikata Nivasam, Dehi Govardhan Tvam. O Govardhan, Nikata Nivasam. Nikat means nearby. Nivas means residence. Nikata Nivasam Hey Govardhan Dehi Govardhan Tvam. Das Goswami's prayer to Govardhan. He says, "Oh, please let me live near you." So Goloka Eva Nivasat Yakilatma Bhuto says, I all these associates of mine that live with me in Goloka, they all expand from me, Krishna's telling. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. And I relish Ananda Maya Chinmaya Ras, blissful pastimes of love and joy with them. Radharani, Sakis, etc. So there, as Giraj is Krishna and expanding from Krishna, all the gopis and the shaktis, so you can, expanding from Giraj is Giri Rani. So this type of vichar, many Vaishnavas they have, and maybe even they preach that. But we can't really find solid proof for that in Shastra, other than by Tattva. Because if you see Lord Chaitanya, and then, so now when we get down to the detail, then we have sadhu and guru. So sadhu is very popular, contemporary sadhus. Sometimes they preach about the esoteric understanding of Giriraj as Girirani. And so then their followers, they worship in that mood. Because there are some enigmatic shlokas of the writings of Das Goswami. Enigmatic means puzzling, a little bit not clear. Clear, but not clear. He says, Giri Kandara, he says, one in his Govardhan Dasakam, 10 prayers to Govardhan, Das Goswami is saying, Radha and Krishna are enjoying their confidential Rahasya Leela, their intimate pastimes, in the caves of Govardhan. Inside the caves of Govardhan. So this shloka is there, Giri Kandare. Kandare means cave. You know cave? Like, you know, inside, hole inside mountain? You know? Cave. So, you understand? So they have their... So now some pracharaks, they say, using logic, and some of this background of tattva, they say, how is it possible if Giriraj is Purusha, he's male, that he can see these pastimes. Angani yasya sakalendriya vrittimani. Krishna can see with his ears. See, so Krishna looks like a rock in Govardhan, but he has eyes and he's, you know, everything. He's all sub-indriya. He's Sakshat Krishna. So how is it there can be two Purushas? There's Krishna and the gopis. So Giriraj must, this is the statement that we see in public in some lectures and whatnot. Giriraj, according to the viewpoint of the sadhu, he must therefore have some female form by which he's serving Radha and Krishna's intimate pastimes in the caves of his Govardhan. So that form that he expands as is Giri Rani. This is what I recall. I remember reading and hearing something. So then the basic, if we only have Shastra Vichar, basically the clear identity of Giriraj that our Shastras are giving us, he's Krishna, he should be worshipped as Krishna alone. Now after that, then if you want to support that by tradition, you see all the tradition of the 500 years of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, everywhere Giriraj is being worshipped, let's say 95% or 98%, everywhere he's worshipped, in every temple, in every bhajan kutir of a Babaji, or a sadhu, or every house of a Brijvasi, Giriraj is worshipped as Giriraj Baba. Not, you know, Benji. Baba means man, means grandfather. He's worshipped as Bhagavan, God, male, Purusha. There's Gopal, baby Gopal, to offer the boga to. Then there's Giriraj Baba. He's the godfather, grandfather, Baba. Giriraj Baba. Giriraj Baba ki jai. So this is what we see in tradition 500 years of all other Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So that's our tradition. And finally, we ask Gurudev. That's, you know, that's the, how they say in America, the buck stops here. This is the bottom line, okay? Now, Gurudev, I have some question. I asked the very same question to my Vaish Guru. And I said, you know, some sadhus have this idea, and they worship Giriraj like this. Maybe even only have one Govardhan shield. They don't worship two. They have one, and they worship that one as Radharani or whatever. What should I do? What is your idea? He said, we have to follow the Shastra. Because he's Pandit. He's Pandit. He's very strict. He said, we must follow the Shastra. Where is it telling in Shastra this conception? I said, I don't know so much Shastra. But I quoted the song. I said, no, that is bhajan. Bhajan is... That is bhajan, that is above, that is above vichar in this song. And it's only saying there in that bhajan by Sanskrit is that Radha and Krishna have pastimes in the caves of Govardhan. That's there in other places. But there's nothing, but Das Goswami isn't saying, and therefore, Das Goswami wrote that. Das Goswami himself is the one that I think it's only maybe there in Das Goswami's prayer about Govardhan. He writes, Giriraj, Giridari Kandare, something like this. We can get out the song and see. Radha Krishna, when will I serve you? When you're enjoying in the caves of Govardhan. This is a prayer glorifying Govardhan. So the one who wrote that and opened up that idea that there's caves in Govardhan and Radha Krishna enjoyed there, he wrote that, Das Goswami. He doesn't worship Govardhan as Radharani. You see, he worships Govardhan as Krishna, and because Lord Chaitanya told him when he gave him this, you worship him as Krishna. So ultimately, whatever, if you tell your, ask your Gurudev, say, so I asked and he said, you worship him as Krishna. I said, so that's just me. So that's why we have Guru, we have Guru Bhakti, Guru Shraddha, faith, Vishwas, and that's how we go forward. So that's what I can say about that. You may, because we have bhav, but everything, that's why we have this principle and nectar of instruction we call Upadeshamrita, that guyam prachati, akya guyam prachati akiti, that we confide confidentially in sadhu and guru. We reveal our minds. This is part of the loving exchanges, because we have stock exchange. They have something called the Geneva Stock Exchange, the New York Stock Exchange, Wall Street, and in Bombay they have Stock Exchange. So here we have in Bhakti and this Gaudi Vaishnava, we have the Love Exchange. This is the exchange of love. So therefore, all the dealings and all the practices, they must be based on this loving principle. So we follow our guru, and whatever our guru says, we accept that. Go forward. Some other question? You had one, or you started one? You're working on one?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
If you don't see any reference of the in Ashtakadya Lila in Govardhan, we don't see it and about the caves. But we're hearing it in Goswami's writing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just because, as I asked about. You had mentioned about the Astakalya Leela of Radha and Krishna, which is, of course, Nitya. And Prakat Dham and Aprakat Dham, the Leelas are going on in those basic ways in so many unlimited varieties of ways. But there in Krishna Bhavanamritam, or anywhere practically, we see in Govinda Leelamrita, we don't see mention of Radha and Krishna spending any time in the caves of Govardhan. But we do see in 10th canto of Bhagavatam, the Venu Gita. The Venu Gita, different Gita, gopis are glorifying Krishna's flute when he's out with the cows and they're back in the village. So one verse is spoken there by Srimati Radharani. She's glorifying Giraj. And she says, you're Haridas Varya. You must have heard this phrase. I'm not so sharp to remember the whole verse, but the verse is Haridas Varya. It says, oh Govardhan, you are, because the gopis are glorifying different things, the pasturing grounds and the earth. The earth is fortunate because Krishna's playing his flute and walking on Mother Bhumi, and the birds are fortunate and the trees are fortunate because they can see Krishna, but we can't see Krishna. We're stuck in a village. And then one gopi speaks about Govardhan, how fortunate Govardhan is. And that gopi is Srimati Radharani, according to the Acharyas. Commentaries, Vishwanath, etc. In the verse you can't tell. It just says, Venogit Sri Gopya Uchu. Sri Gopya Uchu. That's how the chapter opens up. So many gopis. But this one is Radharani. And then she's saying, Haridas Varya. Varya means best of. That, oh Haridas, you are the best of all the servants of Hari. And you render so many nice services. Now in the commentaries, which I've seen a few, it talks about, oh Giraj, you provide shade trees, you provide river, there's rivers and waterfalls on your, because it's a mountain and very, very high in those days. So there's rivers coming down for drinking water, there's waterfalls for bathing and cooling off. And so in those commentaries, they're mentioning how there's also caves. There's caves in Govardhan in those commentaries. And this Venugita verse about Giraj. There are caves, and those caves provide cooling shade in the summer for Krishna and the coward boys, and or if it's raining in the rainy season, all the cows and boys will go inside the caves. I mean, they're big; they can expand to handle 9 lakhs of cows, and so many coward boys, so many lakhs of coward boys. In other words, it's infinite. God is infinite, and we are infinitesimal. So that's mentioned there. So I best to stick with the tradition and with your guru. I mean, in other words, some devotees they have that bhav and they really feel that way. Of course, anything that's different, it's not directly based on the Shastra Vidhi, the rule of Shastra. Shastra Vidhi means that. Then we should actually examine, is it a genuine, am I imitative? There's anusaran and anukaran. There's a principle of surrender or there's a principle of imitation. So am I imitating, keeping up with the Joneses, as they say? Oh, you have a Govardhan Shila, oh, I should get one too, I feel something wrong. You seem to be really advancing and you have this Govardhan Shila. I think he's behind it all. I think if I get a Govardhan Shila, then I'll keep up with the Joneses, Yeah, maybe you can come inside, it's better, Pranamala, yeah. Hey, how does Ora Sanhi? Or Upare Adedon? No, Kambal or Asan or Brahmachari Room, so I think Teen Chart Asan. Sablo, huh? Asan, ye Asan, Asan, Asan. Kambal or Asan? Hey, there's one. Yeah. Yeah, wait a minute. I forgot what I was saying. What was the point I was saying? Oh, yeah, so we have to make sure that our bhav, that we're not imitating someone. No, sit here because he has to work in the kitchen, huh? Eat her out. He has to close the door. Yeah, open that. Open that mat. Hey. Hello. We can open that. Or what? Okay, leave it like that. I have all these mats. You can open some up. Each one has your fingerprints on it. Open some more mats. Anyway, I think that's enough about Govardhan. You have some more questions about Govardhan? Giraj is inside. He's relishing all this. Sorry, this Giraj Gita.
It was telling me that when Krishna is definitely with his pinky left pinky finger holding Govardhan heel, and the friends go with the sticks to hold the Govardhan heel. Do they do this out of love or just because they think they can help? How is this? They're doing out of intimacy, to help him.
Yeah. The question you can say is when Krishna is listening of Govardhan Hill, and then we see paintings of all the coward boys and Nanda Maharaj also, Nanda Maharaj and Upananda and Abhinanda and Vrishabhana Maharaj, they're all holding their sticks up to support the hill, and then Krishna is also holding. So they're doing that out of love, or everything they're doing out of love, first of all. there's no duality there. It's just variegated, different. There's only one in the spiritual world. There's only one thing. It's called prem dham. There's only love. There's only love and infinite varieties. There's 360 types of loving lovers of Krishna. There's 360 types of lovers, the contrary one and the submissive one and the feisty one and the one that's sometimes submissive and sometimes aggressive, and so many varieties, 360, and so many coward boys. So only there's love there. So whatever they're doing, if they become angry, it's loving anger. If they become envious, it's loving envy. Here you become envious, you end up killing somebody. That's not loving envy. Somebody's so envious of somebody. There was one crackpot crazy guy in California years ago. He's very envious of some beautiful movie star. So he had some followers. He was some kind of crazy man. And he hypnotized his followers and he said, go kill that lady. And she's super beautiful and super wealthy. And they went and killed her. And then they put the guy in jail. And then, hey, Bankaro. Hey, Haridas, Bankaro. Haridas! He's absorbed. In Samadhi. So then the guy, they arrest the guy, said, why you killed her, you know, if she don't, you don't even know her. Oh, she's so beautiful, and I'm so ugly. So envy is like that. So there's only love. So now they lifted, they put their sticks up there to hold Govardhan, because he's their friend, and why did they lift up? They didn't always lift up their sticks. Krishna was standing there, and then they noticed that Krishna was perspiring. You know, Parisham, he's sweating. He was trembling. You know, so it means, oh, he must be tired. He must be just too much weight. You know, our friend, because love means you're always worried about your beloved. This is love. How's my wife? How's my wife? You know, husband's always thinking, how's my wife? How's my husband? So all the Vrijvasis are thinking, how's Krishna? How's Krishna? How's Krishna? How's he feel? And Krishna's thinking, how are all my Vrijvasis? Are they happy? Are they peaceful? Everything? Do they have what they need? Yoga Shema Maham Yam. Vrijvasi Sadakas. Vrijvasi Siddhas. Vrijvasi Nitya Parishads. Krishna's always worried and concerned and caring for all of them at every moment. He's our greatest, you know, beloved, welfare giver and everything. So then they're worried and they love Krishna. Oh, I think he's trembling. He's too much for him. Come on, boys, let's help him out. So it's love. Want to help your friend? He's in trouble. Let's help him. So they all lift up their sticks. So that's their love, their expression of love. And they just think he's a boy like them. He says, boy, he's done a really great job. But okay, now it's time for us to all help out. I mean, it's enough is enough. So now the Acharya, we were discussing this point, I don't know when, sometime, a week or two ago. And then, so then the Acharyas say, why was Krishna trembling? Why was he perspiring? Because he was standing there for one day looking at Radharani. Yeah. So he's good for one day. He could keep patient. He could keep his cool. He could control his mind. You know, it's like us, you know. That's why they tell people only stay 3 days in a holy place, you know, especially Grihasthas. You go for 3 days, and after that, you get a little excited. Your mind gets a little crazy. Whatever, you know, not like full on devotees, they're a little controlled minds, no doubt. But anyway, the rule is there. So then, after the second day, because 7 days is a long time, so second day looking at Radharani all day and night, then Krishna's like thinking a lot about Radharani, thinking a whole lot about Radharani. Just not even forgetting her. Then third day, then it starts perspiring. So Krishna, the reason, and then he starts perspiring, and then there's even verses about that we discussed in Radharasa Sutta Nidhi. that was then, and now is now. But so then Krishna was looking at Radharani, admiring her beautiful form, and then he was admiring a little too much. He was admiring a little too much and a little in some particular areas and becoming extremely disturbed by his admiration. It says in Gita, from contemplation of the objects of the senses, one develops attachment. It says in Gita in the second chapter in the 59th and 60th verse, Dayato Vishyan Pumsan Sangat Sanjayate. Krishna is telling Arjuna, you have to be careful. If you contemplate the objects of the senses, then you'll get attached. When you get attached, then you get, you know, you can get like a little crazy and get disturbed. It happens. So Krishna is telling in Gita, it's Gita Upanishad. So Krishna was contemplating the supreme object of all his senses, Radharani. And he's already so attached. So he's getting too attached. And then he started perspiring and trembling. And then, because he couldn't, after 3 days of looking at Radharani and experiencing her sweetness and beauty, then, you know, he said, forget the hill, you know. I don't care if the hill falls on me, I have to go embrace Radharani. but then when he saw the boys coming, Krishna, what's happening? Then he kind of came out of his meditation, you know, his contemplation. He snapped out of it, so to speak. And then he said, oh yeah, yeah. And then he just, Giridhari, you know, I'm Giridhari. And he became very strong again. So this is the idea. Some other question? You were just out in the brudge running around having a good time.
So. But actually I have another question. I would ask you if you can tell something about yanta and mantra, and I'm interested in meditating on yanta and mantra.
What? First he said, tell something about yantra and mantra, tantra or whatever.
Yanta and mantra.
Yeah, then?
It comes together. Can you tell us something about that? Because I'm interested of that.
Yeah.
It gives for every yoga pit and so on, it gives yantra and especially also mantra.
Yeah, I guess the question was recorded about yantra and mantra in relation to bhakti and whatnot. There are verses that even have those words in it. Yantra, mantra. Yantra, tantra, yantra, mantra, tantra, visharad. The main thing, of course, is bhakti. And Krishna tells in Gita, bhakti mama vijanati yavan yash chasmi takpata. All truths of Krishna, the truth of tattva, Krishna tattva, and all the truths that are embodied within Krishna, which is everything, are revealed and understood simply by bhakti. Guru bhakti, Nam bhakti, Vaishnava bhakti, Krishna bhakti. The tradition of combining mantra chanting with the yantra is ancient, maybe timeless. And for every ishta dev, for every ishta, every controlling power. Every power has a person behind the power. The power and the powerful. The rain and the rain god. The sun and the sun god. The air and the air god. The water and the water god. The mind and the mind god. The mind. And the mind god is Chandra. Closest to the earth, most powerful influence over man. So people wear pearls. Pearls to help control the mind, to appease. They do Chandra Puja and other such remedial measures. Power and powerful. So all these persons, they're persons and they have their energies and powers. And the Supreme Person and all-powerful is Krishna, of course. And they're all his emissaries, they're all his expansions, they're all his representatives. Sometimes the devatas are considered limbs of the Lord. Like we have our finger power, our pinky finger power. We just heard about it. Okay. Pretty powerful pinky finger. Then we have our thumb power. Get a ride to Geneva, right? Thumb power. It's striking. Then we have hand power. And then, you know, we have eye power, nose power. We have so much power, voice power. So many powers. So Krishna, so all these, our body has different parts and limbs, which have different powers and functions and actions. So similarly, the devatas are considered limbs of Krishna's body, and they all have their powers and their actions and functions, but they're all Krishna. I'm one person, I have foot power, hand power, all these things. So they all have their each person has a mantra to be worshipped by. They have a bija mantra, and they have a gayatri mantra and a mantra, and there, for those mantras, there are yantras. Yantra is a mantra, of course, is vibration, sound vibration. And this yantra is a physical design drawn somewhere. It's a particular, unique physical design for that devata that pertains. There's Lakshmi yantra, Gopal yantra, Sri yantra, so many yantras, unlimited. And there's so many books about it, and the esoterica of it, and the value of it. Many things are told. I've read many books myself. And I was doing that system for some time. Chanting Gopal mantra and worshipping Gopal yantra, having been installed. It should be installed, the yantra, the Jains are also very big on yantra puja. Jain religion, Jains, and they, some of the best yantras are produced by Jain craftsmen from Jayapur, the Jainwalas. The mantras, you can get a yantra, it's a geometric design. It can be done on paper, usually it's done on copper, because there's a certain electricity factor. Now, electricity, copper is a conductor of electricity. So there's a certain kind of charge. And it's very subtle things about. So it's sometimes on silver, generally they're copper. The more bona fide ones and the serious, for show and wealthy people, because the yantra has power, irregardless even if it's on a piece of paper. If it's installed, like a murti. So the yantras can be drawn on a piece of paper, carved on a piece of wood, if you're an expert carver. Generally, they're on some metallic object. They're copper, silver, gold, depending on how much, you know, money. So it's not that, well, a gold one is more powerful than a copper one. It's it because they're like a murti, the Ishtadev has to be invoked there. The Ishtadev is invoked in a murti of Lakshmi, in a marble murti or metal, by the pure bhakti, by the rituals, by the mantras, by the pujas and homas, and some great powerful Lakshmi bhakti brings, Lakshmi Devi agrees to enter that form. Same with the yantra. So then someone who's has Siddhi and Gopal mantra, or he's a great Vaishnava, he can bring Gopal Krishna into the yantra. So then as you worship Krishna, then you worship the yantra. I was trained in this puja and I was doing, and I received, I mentioned, I don't know when, somewhere to you all about this, Hridayananda Das Baba. He chanted so many lakhs of Gopal mantra and installed and gave. So the idea is that by the combined chanting of the mantra, diksha mantra must come in diksha from guru, spoken in the right ear, and there's atma samarpan and surrender and many things involved for the whole pancha sanskara function of diksha to be successful. The living guru in the right ear and the hand on the head and playing dandavats at the feet, says in Bhakti Sandarbha, the disciple, he offers dandavats at the feet of the guru, so it means living guru. So many things are very clear there without no way one can misinterpret that. So therefore the guru gives the mantra, and then you chant the mantra along with worshipping the yantra. Say Gopal mantra, which is the most Gopal mantra, the main Vaishnava, all Vaishnavas, the main diksha mantra is Gopal mantra. Vin Krishnaya Govindaya, 8-syllable tense. Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Gopal mantra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gopal mantra. Everyone, when they get initiated, they get usually one mantra, Gopal mantra. It's the prime, most powerful mantra. There's an entire Upanishad which is so favorable to the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. It's called Gopal Tapani Upanishad. It's all about the Gopal mantra. It's in English, different editions in English. You can freely download it on PDF. So there you can find more about something about the Gopal mantra and many other things about Krishna and whatnot, Vrindavan. So the premise is when you worship the yantra, it gives, because we want to have siddhi, ultimately it's called mantra siddhi. Siddhi means perfection, the chanting of the mantra, where you have darshan of the Ishtadeva to that mantra, in this case Gopal. You have darshan of Krishna Gopal by the and it's supposed to hasten or speed up the effect and power of your accelerate your progress towards the goal of perfection in the chanting of your mantra. That's why you worship the yantra. So you can get siddhi and chanting of the mantra. And siddhi means you see that you have darshan of the Lord, you get blessings of the Lord, many, many things according to maybe what your ideas, what your sankalpa is, why you're worshipping that yantra, why you're chanting that mantra. Some people chant their Vaishnavas and they chant Gopal mantra and they worship Gopal yantra because they want to have Vag siddhi, or they want to be have all the knowledge within them, or they want different things, or they want pure bhakti, or many things. So I was doing, and then because I was I was chanting Gopal mantra many, many years, but then when I was somewhat inspired to initiate some followers with diksha, after I had were contemplating the idea, and then I thought, well, I should have very good deep realizations of Gopal mantra, because this is our main mantra. So before I even embarked on that type of activity, then I studied about this yantra, and then I found out how I could obtain one. So I have obtained one, properly installed, you know, by a siddha sant of Vrindavan, and then began for some time, and then I gave my initiation. And incidentally, those followers who receive that mantra are doing very, very well in devotion. They're doing very well. So the mantra has great power. So now, as far as any type of puja of the shishya, it must come with blessings of guru. So now that I have, because many of the practices that I've adopted, I've been inspired by my experiences in Braj over the last 28 years. I've been inspired by the devotees I've met and the shiksha gurus I've met, and I never had a chance to have one like final authority. As far as Srila Prabhupada, we don't see, as my guru, we don't see any discussion about yantras there. I think so. You've all read Prabhupada's books, you haven't seen. So he doesn't mention about it. But I came to know about it, 30 years ago and read about it and whatnot. So now I asked my pundit guru, I've been doing this puja, is there a necessity, is there a need for this to be done, to continue? He said, there's no need. This is not, in our Gaudiya, in our Ragmarg, Raghunugiya Bhakti, there's very few. Because in any spiritual group, there's always the esoterica. There's the esoterica. But we have to see what is the common denominator of what was practiced by the acharyas that we're following. Seva sadaka rupena sirupena chatri. That we're told, as I mentioned earlier, we should follow the six Goswamis and our Mahajan Acharyas, how they did bhajan. How did they do bhajan? How did they chant? How did they live in Brajbhat? They followed the Panchanga Bhakti. They lived in Brajmandal. I bought out some of these books. If there was no questions, I was going to discuss. How did they live in Brajmandal? How did they chant the holy name? This is the Panchanga Bhakti. Any one of these, Bab Upajaya, it says, Upajaya means to awaken, or Upajaya. By practicing any of these five, very quickly, Bab will awaken. Living in Vrindavan, Brajmandal, Brajvas. Nam Sankirtan. What to speak? Nam Sankirtan in Braj. So it's even better. So Nam Sankirtan, living in Braj, then Sri Murti Shraddha-seva. Serve the Murti with love and devotion. Serve your Murti of Radha and Krishna wherever, with love and devotion. Srimad Bhagavatam. Hear the Bhagavatam from advanced devotees. Rasik Bhakta Sahasanga, Vishnatha's commentary. Hear Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of Rasik Vaishnavas, very highly advanced devotees. And then that's four. Serve the deities, chant the holy name, live in Braj, study the Bhagavatam, and Vaishnav Seva, or Sadhu Sangha, I think it's Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha means associate with devotees. Serve them, hear them, watch them, see how they do bhajan, everything with the good devotees. So these are the five ways. So they all followed these and they taught these. We don't find any teachings about Yantra Puja. So what are you doing it for? Because it's in my kind of destiny, a little bit in my kundali, that I have a lot of interest in esoterica. And mantra and tantra and all. Maybe you too. So that some things have to be, eliminated, because a lot of our sanskars, what we carry from last life, we're pushed to think in a certain way, we're pushed to desire in a certain way, we're pushed to act in a certain way, and it may not be anukulya for bhakti. But we really want to do it, and it really feels good, and it really feels natural. I really want to go surfing. Because I love to surf. I love to surf from the time of 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, then 18. Then I went to college. There's no time to study in medical school. So I said, okay, I have to give it up. And I joined LA. I was living in Santa Monica, and I go up and down the California coast surfing. And then I find some godbrothers are my age and they're still serving. I said, okay, all glory, Sudo. But I felt within me, I felt that was some scar from my previous life as a fish or whatever. My previous life as a fish, it was a sun scar, you know, ride the waves like a fish. So, but then I thought, well, here I am in LA, and even sometimes devotees when we join, say, hey, you know, some group of devotees are going surfing this weekend. You want to? We're going to sneak out of the temple. You want to come? I said no. I said no, because LA is right there, you know, by the ocean. So Anukulyasya, Rupa Goswami says, Anukulyasya Sankalpa Pratikulyasya Bharjanam. We have to give up some things. When we cherish and we think something that we really attach to is hard to give up, and we think, oh no, it's like it's good, it's spiritual, you know. Krishna's the ocean and Krishna's the waves, and, you know. But the bottom line is, I like it. I just like it. It makes you feel good, and I don't have to deal with anybody. Just the wind and the surf, and it's healthy, and I don't have to interact, and you know, whatever. You know, everything has its rust and joy. But to actually surrender and give up all of our attachments and just become a pure devotee, it's not easy. It takes lifetimes. But we have to recognize where we're stuck. We have to recognize where we're... It's individual. We have to recognize where we're stuck. If you understand my American-style English. Where we're stuck, hung up, attached, and just cut it. Because if not now, it's going to come back again next slide. It's like, you know, like you just imagine, you know, your sunscars are personified, okay? Your sunscars, your personified sunscars. And they come in front of you and they hold this Gopal Yantra and they go like this, Yantra, Yantra. Looks nice. See, it's so I just polish it with some lemon juice and Gopi Chandan. It's very shiny. It almost looks like gold. It's so shiny. Now, and look at the beautiful design, you know, lotus flower in the middle. It looks like yoga peat, you know. And then there's the vertical triangle represents Krishna, and the horizontal, you know, the triangle going down, because it's like the yin and the yang. This is Krishna triangle, and this is the Radha triangle. Okay, and it's the same anatomy as something like this also, in terms of aggressive and recessive, past, you know, yin yang principles. So when you get right into it, in the center, you have there's a triangle like this, and there's a triangle like, you know, going the opposite way. So that's the intersection of those two triangles creates a six-pointed star, I guess. I think so. That star, that's also so much symbolism. And then six-pointed, and that's the union of Radha and Krishna, the center of the Karnikar, of the lotus, of the yoga pit, of the Gopal. You know, all these things can be there. But if the guru doesn't give that, and the guru doesn't have siddhi in that line of yantra puja, and he's not practicing that, it's just it's a sanskara. You just have to let go. That the best thing in life is to have a spiritual guide that you have complete faith in, who really knows the truth. You have complete faith in. He's sajatya. He's snigda. Sarvashastra Vit, all the qualities of the high class guru, then everything is shanti, clear. No shamshaya. If you have a great guru like Krishna, and he's the greatest guru, he's Adi Guru, Krishna. Jagat Guru is Sri Krishna. Jagat Guru. And then there's a disciple, Arjuna, who's asking all the good, proper inquiry. So there, Krishna is even asking him. He's the ideal guru. Do you have any doubts? Do you have any doubts? Shamshaya. Are your doubts removed? Are your doubts removed? And then Arjuna says, no, not. They're not removed. I have this question. And then Krishna speaks more. So finally he got all doubts cleared. He was totally confident and totally clear and determined and convinced and full of faith. Yes, I will follow you. Then the fight began. So this is why we have guru in our life, to clear either, you know, some, you know, Diksha Guru and two Shiksha Gurus or whatever package you require. You have to, you know, if you can go to one supermarket and buy all your goods, that's nice, but they don't have the organic stuff, so you have to go down the street to buy the organic stuff or whatever. But, you know, you get what the goods that you want, you know, the foods you want. So if one guru is, you know, has everything, then it's very nice. But that's why we have the principle, one Diksha Guru, and then other Shiksha Gurus. So we can clearly do our bhajan. So this particular subject I can speak on a little bit from what little I know about Shastra and practically what I know, I've shared with you. And I would, it's actually from my own experience, because my initiation, previous initiation, was a very distant one, you know, in ISKCON. I mean, Prabhupada was on the planet, it was 1975, but letters and all these things. But in my experience of directly sitting with your guru and asking him question by question by question and all the doubts, and then getting satisfactory answers, it's quite an amazing experience. I can directly say from my own experience that I was 40 years in the previous place before, and I never sat and asked Srila Prabhupada questions personally. How many have? And that was fine. It was okay. Everyone's carrying on without that. And all the guru brothers are doing great and everything. And then whatever internal realizations we are all each getting in our dreams and all that is our wealth and our strength. And that's real and that's acceptable. And that's what's going on. But you can't deny the fact of Guru Vapu. There's Guru Vani and Guru Vapu. Guru Vani is the words of Guru Vani. Gauravani, there's some band, Gauravani. So then Guru Vapu means form. Vapu, form. massage the Guru, cook for the Guru, wash for the Guru, walk with the Guru on Parikrama. It's one thing walking with the Guru on Parikrama through Braj, or listening. Oh, this is Guru Day's Braj Mandal Parikrama tape. Is there a difference? Like this much? This much? This much? How much? You can't calculate. So, that's offensive. It's the same thing. I got the tape, you're on the... It's the same thing. Okay, it's the same thing. What to say? You don't want to make enemies with the guy that's in Iran and listens to the tape. But it's obvious. We're persons. And when you can... it's like... My last year, I've met many sadhus and personally asked questions, and even especially my Vaish guru. But when you actually surrender, it's a different. It's a wonderful experience. So that's the point with your questions. You should clear everything with your respected those whom you respect and are willing to submit yourself to. You should clear all your doubts with those spiritual authorities and go on accordingly in your devotion with a clear, rested mind and heart that, okay, I don't need that, or whatever. Not that this one answer will be satisfactory to you, but I'm just giving you this idea. Ultimately, you have to find out what is the thread, what is the actual path of pure bhakti, and try our best to walk that path, and then we'll get our success in our very soon. What's the time now?
Five.